And then let's go back to the question. Okay, we approved the one of where did you hear about this, Janet's question. We approved one. So the next two questions, one, Adriana, did you send your reworded audit question or organizational filing question?
Janet, great point of information about the question that was supposedly approved.
Okay.
Clarification on the vote.
Wait. Okay, first of all, Janet K., what is your question?
Well, I had sent the motion and raised the issue about whether it should be how did you learn about the position versus how did you learn about the job opening? So we should.
Well, what did you say when we didn't object to it? Which one did you use?
I think I said position, but I'm not sure.
And so now you're saying what, job opening?
Well, I had sent out my motion by email, and I said one or the other. So it's just which one would be better?
Whichever one that we heard and we voted on is what we voted on. If you wish
to position the position, then okay.
Yes. Okay. So it's the position. That's what we've approved.
Okay.
So then, the next question is, Adriana, did you get a chance to reword your question?
I'm on that.
Okay. So then, can someone read what I had? I mean, it needed some work, but it was the concept that I emailed.
I have it.
Okay. Can you read it, Benito?
Well, two questions. The first one, where did you hear about it? Second one, would you describe your management style as someone who predominantly is supervisory, delegate, is hands-on, or all of the above?
Okay, I can't hear you very well. You sound like you're in a tunnel. But if everybody has it before them, then someone...
Maybe somebody else could read it. And I have I have a question about the vote.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Should I go ahead now?
Yes.
Yeah, Adriana, could you say what the vote was again?
Yes, the vote was a yes, one no.
No, I think there were two no votes. So Janet
what?
Copen and myself voted no.
You're going in and out, Benito.
I didn't hear you at all.
Oh. I voted no.
Well, no during the vote. But
yes.
Okay. Did anybody?
Well, it's academic, but anyway. I was just trying to clarify.
Okay. Did anybody hear that vote? Because I didn't. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear him, but if he says that's what his position is.
You know, I think what happened is I was muted, and I realized it later.
Okay, I corrected.
It was open. Okay, so go ahead. Okay, did anybody come up with a polished way to ask my question? Or is what I sent sufficient? Does it get the point across? My point, of course, was whether, again, if the occasion arises, are they mostly a supervisory style in their management, or would they roll up their sleeves and pitch in and do the actual grunt work? And so I don't know whether what I wrote communicates that.
Janet K., may I read what you wrote?
Yes, please.
And then Serene, please.
Would you describe your management style as someone who predominantly supervisory, delegates, hands-on, or all of the above.
I like that thing about Lydia's addendum there, about would you roll up your sleeves. I mean, that's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a physical, you know, a physical and mental challenge, but it. I think we should, I like it. It's sort of different.
So would you roll up your sleeves if the occasion arises, if the situation calls for it?
Yeah. Benito to the sack.
And dig
and
in. I
would like to be recognized at some point.
And dig in.
Okay. Go ahead. Benito
would like. I think
Serene. Serene. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So I would reframe it. I very much like the concept, but I would ask how would you, instead of giving them compartments, I would ask them, how would you describe your management style and your management and work style? Because
we already have that in the question, in the original question, is how would you describe your management style? So I was probing further because we asked that in the original, it's on the original list, I believe.
Then I would suggest we not repeat the word management and say describe your work style. Someone who predominantly supervises, delegates, or is hands-on, or all of the above.
Okay. And Benito, you were on there?
Yeah, I don't have exact wording, but I agree with Janet. I like the Lydia's addendum, what she's trying to get at, but I don't think that you should ask the question, if the occasion arises, I don't think you want to phrase it like that. Would you roll your sleeves up? Because you're basically, you know, telescoping what you want as an answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's true. Okay. Is what Serene articulated, which sounded very much like what I wrote, except for instead of management, it was work style.
Right, because I'm sorry, can I jump in?
Yes.
I'm looking now and I see number 13 is, how would you describe your management style? So I would substitute work style, because if you're talking about them being hands-on, rolling up their sleeves, which in California no one actually wears long sleeves, but anyway. But then you're talking about how do you work? We don't want someone who simply sits and gives directives. We don't have that much staff. We need someone who can work as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, can someone now read it with work instead of management?
Janet Kay, I can try it.
Okay, try it. Because I think I also, when I typed it up rapidly, it sounded like I had some awkward something in there. Okay, go ahead.
How would you describe your work style? Would you be predominantly supervisory, delegate,
that's where I changed tenses because I was...
Yeah, delegate, be hands-on, or all of the above. And would you roll up your sleeves if the situation calls for it?
I tried to delegate.
No. Can I be on the stack?
Yeah, okay. Janet C?
You know, this is about management. It isn't about your work style. Your work style is how do you work without, you know, in regards to your supervisor. This is a question of how do you supervise, because that's what we want to know. This guy, whoever this person is going to have to organize a bit of a staff and have to and be in charge, and we have to know in what way he likes to be in charge or prefers or is good at it. Not just how he works by himself. It has to be him in the context of this group, because he's a supervisor.
Okay, right.
Anna Kay, I've reworded Green.
Okay, hold on a second. Janet C., so what would be your word contribution?
I just go back to management or supervisory, if you want to change the word. But I don't think work is equivalent to supervisor or management.
Janet K., may I suggest the word? How would you describe your supervisory style? Would you delegate, be hands-on, or both?
That's good.
And would you roll up your sleeves if the situation calls for it?
That's good.
That's great.
Okay. Benito service tech.
Serene, please.
Benito.
Yeah, I mean, I like most of what Jenna K just read, but that last part I think is problematic. Again, you're telling the person what you want as an answer. So I think we have to find an alternative. Would you roll up your sleeves? If you phrase a question like that, anybody is going to say, yeah, of course.
Or they could run the other way. Okay, so
take off your clothes or roll up your pants.
Serene.
Okay, so I think that we don't need to ask somebody what is their management style and then ask them what is your management style with regard to XYZ or your supervisory style. That's the same question. So we either need to replace number 13 with this, or change this to something else, because what we're asking them is not how do you supervise the people who work with you, but how much of the work are you, my understanding, what I'm interested in finding out is how much of the work are you capable and willing to do yourself, because we don't have a huge staff. So suggesting, you know, roll up your sleeves if necessary. Come in there sleeveless. You will be working.
Oh, I thought that meant you were working with the others who you had working with. You would share the workload with them, and you wouldn't, you know, feel too snooty to get your, you know, hands in the pot. That's all I thought it meant, but you need another way. It's just a slight matter of status, that's all. It said if you're going to take this status, you have to show how you're going to use it.
Jim Brown.
Hey.
Robert for the stack.
Janet K. for the stack.
Are you there, Lydia?
Somebody got dropped right as Jim came on.
Probably Lydia. Did anybody receive the two questions that I sent?
I'll look for it. Robert should talk. He hasn't said anything.
Come on, Robert.
I just wanted to point out that the phrase rolling up your sleeves is an idiom which may not have a meaning to, you know, people of certain cultures. And that whatever you mean by that idiom, you should just say that and not use the idiom.
What does it mean?
I agree with Robert.
Well, I think it means a willingness to do the work, you know, get the work done yourself. But, you know, if certain cultures may look at that, people with, you know, maybe not the greatest English skills, would look at that and say, well, what do they mean, roll up my sleeves? Why would they care?
Janet K.
Jim Brown.
Okay. Janet.
I think Jim Brown asked.
Okay. Jim, you asked before? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. I'm sorry, Jim.
I think we have, I think if we try to interpret what Lydia's goal was, or her point was that if we would ask the question like, ask the guy, what would you need us to give you so that you can begin to work right away. Something to that sort. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
No.
Okay, Jack?
Roll up your sleeves makes sense. It does in some international language. I hope I'm not wrong, but seems
who's
like
on the stack
like
now,
an international
who?
Idiom.
Yeah. I was trying to, I understand that, but I was trying to also change the wording in a way that would alert him to the fact that we are willing to give him whatever he needs to get started right away.
Well, how about that?
Janet Cobram?
Okay, so what I am going, I am suggesting now is that we, for number 13, which is, how would you describe your management style? To replace that with, how would you describe your management style? And regarding your supervisory style, would you delegate, be hands-on, or both? And that would cover everything that we've talked about, whether people would roll up their sleeves or not, or that's what I'm going to suggest, and I'm emailing it now. And I also am wondering when Lydia said that she was going to be doing an on-air candidate forum thing tonight, and what time is that? It probably is either.
She's probably on it now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she's on, and so what do we do?
We drop off of a call and go onto the air without saying something. Obviously, the call got dropped as she was driving. She's not going to just disappear without a word.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, so she's on her 8, but I have to go because I'm supporting somebody. So what I like to ask is that the question, whatever you decide, be emailed to me and Janet. This
right.
To work on the format.
Right. And
can you call me tomorrow at 5? Or
yeah, should I just make sure, or is the whole world listening to you? Yeah. Would you email me your phone number?
Sure.
And I'll call you at 5 Eastern?
No, 8 Eastern.
I'm sorry, 8 Eastern. I'm sorry. Yeah. 8 Eastern. Okay? I'll call you and we'll practice tap dancing.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Good night.
Anybody get 2 questions? All right, I'm going to do that since Lawrence has now taken care of, has asked you all to do our work.
I got your questions. I think the second one is too specific because, and I also don't know that that's the single most important thing in the deficient among the deficiencies. Excuse me.
I believe that is that is bringing a lot of troubles.
Janet Kay.
Yes, John.
Well, I certainly agree with number one, but I think we covered that, didn't we? I thought we discussed
Janet
that.
Janet Kay, may I?
Well, Janet, you may want to speak, but at this point, I am speaking.
So why excuse me, Adriana recognized me.
No, she did not.
I'm sorry. Can you finish, Serena, and then Janet Cobran, you go in.
So I think number one is very important. I thought we had it in the job description. I don't remember specifically. But number two, I think, might be too, there might not be sufficient information for someone to answer that. So I have that caution.
Janet Kay?
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Right. I mean, I heard Serene say that. what she just said twice, but okay, so
well,
I agree.
I said it
what
twice
she,
because
may
you
I,
through my saying it the first time.
I did not.
Why?
I did not.
It
in
is
any
not
case,
necessary
number
for you to
one,
make comments
may
about
I,
other people.
It is my, I'm on the, I am, I have the floor.
You have the floor now.
I agree.
I
agree
with the nurse to whine about it.
I agree with the first point that I are you familiar with the MEMSIS software? That one I agree with. The second one, I agree with what Serene and, you know, with Adriana's putting that out as a question, and with Serene agreeing with that, I agree with that. The second one I also, or I agree with what Serene was saying, that this the question is too specific, and I would change that to something like, will you be able to create a well-defined, would you be able to create well-defined accounting policies and put controls in place, required accounting controls in place, which it's almost, I almost don't even think that that would be needed, that question, because that's sort of, that goes with the job. And you know, what's required by the auditors. So anyway, I agree with the first one. Are you familiar with the MEMSIS software? I would not agree with the second one. I'm done.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, I don't understand how we got to this where we're at, because I don't think we were finished with the previous question. And I did just send out some proposed wording regarding the previous question. And with regard to Adriana's two questions, I would agree with Janet Kay with regarding to add the first one about Memphis. Give me a minute to study this other one.
Okay, let me ask something. We have, what I was trying to do is give the option to Lydia to send basically the, or explain what she really wants to do, but I see the, your substitute motion, Benito, and I think that is good. I don't know what the other people, what the rest of us think. We can finish with that one before going to the next, right?
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, Benito, you said playing in the office. What role do you see yourself playing in the office? I'm not sure whether you meant the national office or whether because the CFO is an officer. What role do you see yourself playing? I don't even know. Are you mostly in implementing your role, your responsibilities, instead of in the office?
Maybe something like, how would you foresee yourself fulfilling your supervisory role? Are you supervisory, hands-on, or both?
I have a problem because we have like three or four different versions and different motions, and couldn't be like that. We need to start discharging some and going to the next one. Or anybody propose something specifically, we have one from Lydia, we have one correction from Janet, we have one from Benito, we have a second correction from Janet, we need to start deciding which one we want to decide first. We cannot have four different, one motion and three amendments on the floor, okay?
Right.
And the first one, if I don't mistake, the first one is, would you describe your management style as someone who predominantly supervisory delegates hands-on, or all of the above? That is from Lydia, right? Anybody there? That's the original motion, right? We have the first amendment come from Janet. Can you read it, Janet? Can anybody hear me, or is just noise?
No, I hear you.
Janet Coburn, you still there?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Okay, I would say replace number 13.
No, Janet, wait a second. What I ask is, we have first Lydia's motion. After that, what I receive is one substitute or amendment from you.
Right.
And then the next one from you. But before that, I have the second amendment from Benito. We cannot entertain a third amendment. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Well, the issue is, all right, Lydia's says, quote, would you describe your management style as someone who predominantly supervisory delegates hands-on, or all of the above, which is not quite, I mean, that's it, which is, you know, the, you know,
that's okay. That is
tenses are kind of, you know, mixed. And so what I attempted to do was to, suggest rewording of that. How would you describe your management style?
That is the fourth one, Janet. I have before that, I have one from you that says,
which
how
one?
Would you describe your supervisory style? Would you delegate, be hands-on, or both, and would you roll up your sleeves if the situation calls for it?
Okay, I would like to withdraw that, but I guess it's not possible. May I withdraw that? Is there any objection?
Let me ask. Thank you. Do anybody have any problem with Janet back that one?
I'm sorry. So I have a question.
Yes.
So I had earlier suggested that we don't both keep the 13 about what's your management style, and Lydia's proposed change of, you know, how do you, the hands-on, yada, yada, yada. And I agree with Bob Mark, we can lose that roll-up-your-sleeves thing. So is Janet's motion now what I suggested?
No, Serene, I'm trying to organize this because we have already, like, five balls here. Five different
No, I'm saying, I thought
Janet,
I heard...
Janet, may I respond, please?
Oh, let me finish, please.
May I
finish?
But Serene had a point of information.
No, she didn't.
Janet Coburn, she said she's going to speak. Let her speak.
Does anybody have any objection if Janet Coburn take off her second motion or her first amendment?
Okay, I included rolling up the sleeve.
Janet, I'd like to speak to Adriana. She asked a question. I'd like to respond to her question.
I want to respond to your question.
Can you allow me to decide who speaks next? Thank you, because we are messing up with this. I asked if it's any objection. If somebody have any objection to withdraw this motion.
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have heard two motions, and I'm trying to get clear which one she's attempting to withdraw. There was...
Okay. Can you read it? Can you read it, Janet, the one that I'm talking about? How would you describe your... The one that you sent at 6:51 p.m.?
May I just say that the one I want to withdraw is the one that I included rolling up the sleeves. I want to remove
Janet,
that.
May I ask?
Read
I prefer
it?
You reading that instead of me doing it. I can try. I can do it, but will be not as
okay. All right. How would you describe your supervisory style? Would you delegate, be hands-on, or both? And would you roll up your sleeves if the situation calls for it? That's the one
Thank
I
you.
Want to withdraw.
And which
Thank
is
you.
The one
is
that
any objection?
Stay? Sorry, Adriana.
I'm sorry. Is any objection to for
well,
Janet?
I want to hear the difference between that and the one that she wants to keep.
No,
May
no,
I
no.
read that one?
Oh gosh. I'm asking if anybody have any problem with her withdrawing that motion, because after that, you're making things really difficult. After that, we have the one from Benito, and then it's another from Janet Coburn. Okay.
Well, it's not my intention to make things difficult, but I thought I heard, I didn't hear Benito's motion. I thought I heard a second motion with the word supervisory in it from Janet Coburn. But you know something? I have no objection. Just withdraw. Go ahead.
Okay. Then we have Benito. Benito, can you read yours? Or does anybody have Benito's?
Yeah, I have it, but I'd like to make a change if I could.
Oh.
I just sent a different version. Can I do that, or... Do I need to read the other one, the previous one?
Do whatever you want.
Janet Kay, may I
okay,
just read
okay.
the
okay,
one
I
that
would...
I had? That
sorry,
I had.
I'm sorry. Yelling your names is not enough to gain the floor. Okay? The only
sorry,
thing that I'm asking
that?
Is, the only thing that I'm asking is, please, we will use the same procedure with everybody. If you send a motion and you want to withdraw your motion, you say it and we keep going. And then you send whatever you want. Benito, do you want to change that motion to
yes, please. Yes, please. I'd like to withdraw the previous wording or motion and substitute
okay.
another one.
Okay. Now, the next one in line... Is Janet Coburn. Please, can you read the last one? Move that.
Thank you. Thank you, Adriana, for doing it this way. I appreciate it. All right. What my next one is, my next motion or was to replace number 13, which was, how would you describe your management style with... How would you describe your management style? And regarding your supervisory style, would you delegate, be hands-on, or both?
So that's what I suggested earlier.
Right. So that's what I had wanted to...
I'm sorry. That is the motion on the floor. And then Benito, you send another amendment, and it's the last one that we can get in this motion, okay? Can you read it, Benito?
How would you describe your supervisory style? Do you mostly delegate? Are you hands-on or both? And if so, under which circumstances would you use one style or the other?
Okay. Obviously, the floor is open for to for this Second Amendment from Benito. Anybody have anything to say about it, or we can go to vote?
Could I motivate a little bit?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I tried to the second part or both, and if so, under which circumstances would you use one side or the other? I worded it like that in order to try to get to Lydia's point, which was to, is the person willing to be hands-on? But you don't want to, like I keep on using the word telescope, you don't want to give them a suggestion as to how you would like them to answer. You just, and Jim taught me this, throw out a general question that allows them to answer any way that comes to their mind. And like I said, I learned this from Jim.
Janet Kay? Janet? Okay, so what I'm wondering is, Benito, are you suggesting this be an additional question to number 13, which reads, how would you describe your management style? Because my, I guess it would be a substitute, but number 13 would be inclusive, you know, have that be inclusive of also asking about the supervisory style.
Well, I would say...
Would you add an additional question?
I think it's in addition to 13, because I think that management style is a broader category, and here we're just really talking about the person's supervisory style. I'm making that distinction.
Hello?
Serene?
Benito?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Did you finish your statement?
Yeah.
And then Janet Kay, I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay, sitting, go ahead.
Well, I'm not seeing much of a difference between the two offerings, frankly. But I do agree as I stated earlier, we don't need 13 in addition to any iteration of the new question, because 13 is subsumed within whichever version. I think I wouldn't ask someone, I mean, I don't know that it's easy to answer under what circumstances would you do one or the other, both because that could lead to 1,000 answers and because we don't have the kind of staffing that gives the person an option of choosing. This must be a working person, not just a supervisory person.
Janet Kay?
Janet Kay?
Okay. Right. I also do not, well, it kind of doesn't matter to me. It just would be a matter of combining what Benito's question is with number 13, or making it a separate question.
Benito, okay. To the stack.
Benito.
Yeah, having heard from both Janet Kay and Serene, I think I changed my position. I think they're right. We don't need both questions. And maybe what we need to do is, I think Serene said it a minute ago, maybe we just need to describe what we're talking about. You know, we have a small office. How would you implement your supervisory style or something like that? Would you be mostly supervisory, delegatory, or hands-on? Something like that.
Okay. Anybody else, or we are ready to vote in this lesson? Jim, okay. Go ahead.
Jim Brown.
Go ahead, Jim.
I think the way the question is phrased by Benita here gives the option of, when the guy tries to answer it, gives him the option of being able to explain exactly how he works. The size of the staff is something that he could describe as to what his needs are, as to how he works. He should know what the size of our staff is already if he's applying for the job. So how does he work with a small staff is very important for us to know. It's very important for us to know whether he's going to jump in and try to do everything himself and not delegate anything, or if he's going to actually get in and work with, find out what the actual strength of each person is and work with that. These are questions that we don't always get from people like him or people who are going to apply for jobs, because we need to know exactly how these people think. And this question will give him an opportunity to share with us how he thinks about getting something done with the small staff, large staff, or whatever. Okay, if he would come up and ask us the question, how large is the staff I'm going to be working with, and we give it to him, and then he would tell us how he worked with it, that's a different story. I don't think we should give him too much specifics. I think we should let him tell us how he works.
Janet Kay.
Okay, let me make something. Some definition from Benito. Benito, your is substituting, is taking the place of number 13, right? That's what you are saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Serene and Janet Kay convinced me.
Okay. Janet Kay, go ahead.
Okay. So whether it's him or her, but so I think it comes. This vote comes down to whether we want to include in number 13, which refers to management style, something about the person's supervisory style, spelling it out, which was mine, my motion or my amendment, versus having number 13, which refers to management style, and then another question about the person's supervisory style. So it's either combining it all into the one question or having two separate questions. That's how I see it.
Okay, are we ready to vote in Benito amendment?
Can I just say real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand what Janet just said. I agreed a minute ago with Janet Kay answering that there was no need for two questions.
We lost you, Benito.
What I'm saying is, I don't understand Janet Kay's last comment. Can y'all hear me?
Okay. Yeah,
I don't understand Janet Kay's last comment, because I just agreed a few minutes ago with both Serene and Janet Kay that two questions were not necessary.
Okay. Then it's clear that your intention is substitute. Serena,
yes.
Do you want to say something? Did I hear you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and yes, thank you. So both Benito's latest amendment or latest motion and Janet's latest motion are intended to substitute for 13 on the list.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
When we vote, we're either saying Benito or Janet?
Yes, we need to start voting for Benito. That is the last one.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'm ready.
Okay. Are we ready to vote? Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Janet K., point of information.
Okay, Janet Cobran.
We're voting now my understanding on Benito's substitute motion, correct?
Yes, that is substituting the question number 13.
Great, thank you.
Okay, Janet Cobram.
No.
Yeah. Lidia Brazón. Lawrence Reyes. Robert Mark. Robert? Okay. Janet Coleman. Serene Roberts.
Yes to Benito.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go again. Robert Mark. Not there. Okay. Okay.
You didn't include yourself.
Yes. Well, I'm taking the vote. I cannot do everything. I include myself now. I vote yes. We have 4 yes, 1 no. The substitute motion passed. Okay. Then that is the substitute that will be approved, right? Will be in place of number 13.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now we will go to the first of the questions that I sent. Are you familiar with the MEMSIS software?
Serene for the stack?
Yes.
I'm wondering if we should ask if they're fluent in MEMSIS as opposed to merely familiar, since, and can I want to amend it to fluent. I don't know if you can say fluent. There must be a better word that they use to talk about your familiarity with the software program than fluent, but that's all I can think of now, so we'll go with
that. Are you knowledgeable?
Are you what?
Knowledgeable.
Fluent sounds good. Fluent sounds good to me.
Because, fluent. I mean, anybody can be familiar with it. I'm familiar with a lot of software programs. It doesn't mean that I'm really good at them, you know? Okay, and I would like to amend it to add and Great Plains.
We asked that question in the first...
I don't know. I remember I did say earlier that I thought we had asked the Memphis
Great
question,
Plains.
But maybe it's the Great Plains question. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not in front of a computer. That's good. Fine with just changing it to fluent or how knowledgeable or whatever, whichever word people like. I don't care. But I don't want familiar.
Okay. Fluent, I don't know if anybody can come up with a different word because fluent...
Dana Kay, may I?
Yes.
I support using fluent, and Great Plains is not included in any of the 14 questions, so I would support including Great Plains. Are you fluent in MEMSIS and... Great Plains.
Point of information?
Yes.
Was it in the job description? I thought I saw something like that somewhere. I don't remember where.
I was thinking that we discussed that, but...
That's a really important skill. We may decide we want to use something else down the road, but it is what we have now.
Yeah. I would like to find a better word. I'm sorry, you are the expert in the language. Fluence doesn't sound like you don't ask if somebody is fluent. Fluence is in a language, knowing it's in a skill.
Janet K.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm looking at the job description now. There is nothing about Great Plains.
Yeah, that's
so I would include in this question Memphis and the Great Plains.
Okay. Then, Celine, that will be... Okay. Let's see.
I have a point of credit, please.
Yes. What is that? Can I ask everybody to mute if you are not the one talking? Go ahead, Celine.
Okay, so I had initially said that I wanted to add Great Plains, and then we thought it was in the language someplace else, so I said no.
Yes.
So now that we know that it's not in the language, thank you for checking, I'd like it to go back to its original place as part of my amendment.
Okay. Then your amendment will be, are you fluent with the MENSIP software and the Great Plains system?
And if I find the word that's better than fluent, are people okay with my substituting it? I have a friend who's really good, who's a software, you know,
okay.
That's his thing. So if we find the word, we can just switch it, unless there's an objection.
Yeah. Is any objection to the amendment that Serene just did? Okay, here is not, Celine, that your amendment is the one that passed. Well, the other one, people said you don't feel, Janet, do you have an amendment for the second one that I sent, right?
Sorry, I don't at this point.
You what?
I don't at this point, but I think the other questions would probably cover it.
I think that, I mean, we need to, and that is, I'm sorry, but it's very clear that our accounting policies and procedures are not that clear and are not even implemented equally in all the units. That's why I want to be sure that our CFO have the skills or have the or he knows that he needs to implement clear policies and procedures that will make all the accounting, you know, and the segregation of duties, that is really a very important one. But
Janet Kay, may I address that?
Yes.
And Benito.
Well, I think I did say that changing that, you know, I suggested possibly saying something, would you be able to create well-defined accounting policies and put controls in place? But those are what what a CFO would need to do regardless. It wouldn't be something that is optional. So why would it be necessary to even ask that? So that's why I think, you know,
yeah.
I don't think it's necessary to ask.
Benito?
Yeah, I tend to agree with Janet Kay. And I think that this is, I mean, he's going to have to be told. The person who's hired, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
The person who's hired needs to be told about what the Pacifica policies are, and I know we recently passed a motion to this effect. So, and they need to be made familiar with that kind of stuff. But I don't know that it serves any purpose to ask that kind of question during the interview for the reasons Janet just laid out. Furthermore, I think that the way the question is phrased, it gets back to what Jim was saying a few minutes ago. You don't want to ask a question, this is just in terms of wording, you don't want to ask a question like, will you be able to do X? Because you're giving away your answer, the answer that you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any other questions that want to add?
Do we have the diversity question in there? Like, what is your experience? I'm sorry, I don't have the list in front of me now. What is your experience working with diverse populations and troublesome boards?
Janet K., point of order.
Okay, Janet K., what is your point of order?
So, I'm confused. I thought we were dealing with your second, your being Adriana's second question. And
no,
I Serene. Sorry?
My question, because if all of you feel that really is too specific and it's not necessary and it's covered other ways, that's okay. I withdraw it. I don't have any problem.
Oh, you did withdraw. But did we all agree to that withdrawal?
Well,
or is there an objection to that withdrawal? And if not, then
I'm
fine.
Not,
I'm fine
not,
with moving on.
She proposed it. I objected. You agreed with me. Benita agreed with you.
Right.
I haven't heard anybody say they want it. She said, does anyone have any other questions?
So okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. Would you mind, Serene, repeating what your suggestion was?
I don't have the list of questions in front of me. I was wondering whether we had asked the question about working with diverse populations and troublesome boards.
Sorry.
Well, truth in advertising.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, it's a general laugh. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't take it personally. And I was serious about the question. Do we have that question?
No, I don't.
It's housing management in Pacifica. I mean, let's be clear.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I understand, Serene, the purpose of the question.
If you work in a highly corporate environment where your contact as a CFO is with other professionals or maybe simply with, you know, a normal board, and we are not a normal board. It's a very different experience. Pacifica is a different kind of place. So I would like to know that the person is accustomed to working with diverse groups of people and with troublesome boards. I mean, maybe you can find a word other than troublesome, although I think it fits. You know, if someone wants to change that word, that's fine, but I think the question should be asked. You know, it's hard to have... Our system is very different.
We got Benito says that.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Okay, so now that I heard it again, and Serene, I think you're correct. I would simply rephrase it again. Are you willing or are you capable or something like that? I don't think we want to have phrase questions that way. So maybe we just need to say something like, I'm not sure. How familiar are you? That's in the purpose.
Janet K. to the stack.
What? ahead, Janet.
Oh, okay. So kind of going along with what Benita was saying, suggest maybe the question be, what is your experience working with diverse groups of people and troublesome boards?
Okay. Well, but we have
I would like, you know, I think that would be a good question to add into the mix, because I don't think that any of the other questions relate to that.
Benito, to the side.
Okay, Benito.
I would just like to suggest, instead of troublesome, maybe chaotic.
That's not an improvement.
Well, I think the problem is that the troublesome gives the raises the question: troublesome to you, to who?
To everyone,
you know,
each other, and everybody.
And you are an employee of the PMB, so we don't really care what you think about whether we are troublesome or not. You know, but what we should care. If the person, I don't remember your exact wording, Janet Kay, but the way you said it a minute ago makes sense.
I have a question.
How familiar or something.
I have a question.
Yes, Sally, go ahead.
Can anyone tell me the difference between what I said initially and what Janet Kay said?
That's a good question.
I think that she was repeating yours.
Right, but
I was
emotion.
No, I was repeating what Benito had, a combination of yours and Benito's.
I didn't hear a change between what you said and what I said.
But I don't see anything. You said posted to the list, and I'm about to send what I just said to the list, to the personnel committee.
I will ask everybody. I know that we are only a handful of people here, but please, if you don't mind, why don't you wait to answer when somebody opens the floor again? Because if not, it's a back and forth that is impossible to follow. Or at least it's impossible to follow for me that I'm trying to do some other things, and I want to add something. The word, I don't know if you like more the word that we were looking, proficient.
Proficient.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Then that will be the word. Perfect. Okay. We keep discussing your motion, Serene.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have anything to add to that or discuss on that?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
I'd like to hear the what the motion is again.
Do you want me to read it, Janet?
Yes, please.
What is your experience working with diverse populations and troublesome boards? And I do have, we can use very involved boards instead, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I'm amending that.
Yes.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet.
Would you consider, instead of very involved boards, hands-on boards or something like that?
No, it's a lot of butting and kicking and stuff. People aren't just using their hands. Yeah. Overly involved boards. Anyway, no. I think very involved is fine. I mean, you can obviously offer a different language. But I'm going to stick with very involved.
And may I just say that what I had suggested was, yes, exactly, pretty much exactly what Serene had proposed before she said very involved boards.
Okay, are we ready to vote in setting the question?
Which is what?
It's a very involved board. Isn't it?
Sorry, did you call on me?
Yes. Can you repeat it, please?
Oh. Okay, hang on. What is your experience working with diverse populations and very involved boards?
Okay, is any objection to that question?
Janet Kay, I just want to be on record that I abstain.
Okay. I want to know at this point who are in the poll, because that noise is being annoying and I don't know where it's coming from. Yes,
if I need to go on the call, I'm going to mute.
Okay, perfect. Dennis, we will add that question, Sherry. Do you have any, does anybody have any other question that want to add, or you think that is enough?
I think it's 10:47.
That's what I'm saying. It's
and therefore, it's enough.
Yes. Okay. Do anybody
Janet
have any questions or what? Okay, Janet.
I move to adjourn.
Well, yeah, obviously. We were talking about that, but my question is, are we okay? How we will put
Janet K. point of order?
Yes, Janet K.
Motion to adjourn is not debatable.
I understand, Janet. I understand. My question was before, what we do with this? Are we sending it? Are we putting it together? Are we send to the rest of the committee? That is my question. Or we cannot, that's it. And then nothing will be done.
Serene for the stack.
Yes, Serene.
I would just like us to just double check the agenda, which I don't have in front of me, to make sure that we got to everything we wanted to do, because we kind of have to have it tight tomorrow.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Serene, you are fading, but Janet C. and Lawrence requested that whatever was decided after they left the call, please send it to them, and they would include it in whatever. Yeah. So I think that answers your question, Adrian.
Yes. Do I have this right? We have the first one is yours, the one that you add. How did you hear about us? That is the first one, was approved without objection. The second one was, where is it?
The second one was Lydia's?
No, the second one was your substitute motion. Was approved 8 years. Who knows? But Janet Cobran was one of your motions and was a substitute from Serene Robert. And then we have, I need to go to my note to see that one, but it was substitute motion for Serene.
Can I make
Then can Lydia's motion that was Benito substitute was the one that get in, then one of mine, and the last one from user in two. I have one. Okay, that's okay. I think that we can. I can send by email what I have, and I will send it to the whole committee. Okay.
Okay. Well, do you want to? Do you think you can do it within half an hour, and we'll just take a look at it and then forward it?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yes, I will do that. Okay.
Thanks, okay. Everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.